Set a record of their own as well. They came here as battlers from Queensland.
Yeah, you did.
And today they're heading home with $966,000 in profit, plus the grand prize of $100,000, giving them a grand total of $1,066,000.
Not too shabby, hey. Not too shabby.
Okay, so good morning to you guys. Can we hit you up for a loan now or what?
And it's still, even when we hear those numbers now, it blows us away. Like, it's still sinking in that that actually happened.
You had to have thought you had this in the can the whole time, right? Because every week it seemed like you guys were winning challenges and you were doing, you know, just outstanding stuff compared to the other. Not that I'm saying the other contestants were crap, but you guys were just standouts for me the whole time.
Yeah, well, it's hard though, you know, because you know in previous seasons of the block, the favourites that have won a lot of rooms and a lot of challenges haven't won the block. So I mean, you know. Past would tell that was not going to happen. So, but to break that mold is absolutely amazing.
You know what? This year, in its entirety, even the other block had the issues with COVID. How did you cope during that period?
It was extremely hard. It was horrible, really. So, the whole time that we were away, we had to, you know, go back home. It was mentally challenging. It was such a crazy ride. Obviously, all of Melbourne has had to deal with that as well. So
yeah,
we feel for everyone that's been impacted by COVID. It hasn't been an easy year, but for us to have this little cherry on top of this journey is just ridiculous.
It gets rid of all the bad stuff. So do you when you went into the block, did you have any experience like in designing and all that kind of stuff? Because it was your house was inspired by the 50s, right?
Yes, it was inspired by the 50s, and no, I've had no design experience at all. I've always loved design. I love being creative and came on the show and we totally winged it.
let's bring this up. Danny Wallace.
Oh, my God. That guy's
that
crazy.
That guy has just bought up big time. Are you going to name your firstborn after him or what?
They've already got Frankie. They've already got a firstborn.
Well, secondborn then.
Maybe we'll buy Frankie a pony and call it Danny.
That guy is crazy rich, obviously. Where is he getting this money from? Money to talk to his people. That's ridiculous. Oh.
He's got a lot of money, but we don't care where it came from.
Yeah.
He's so happy.
I think you could have got a little bit more out of him, though, because apparently he's worth 100. He just sold his business for 126 million cash.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ridiculous. Amazing.
But you know what? You guys are taking. I think you're the new record holders, as we just heard there with Scotty Kemp at the start. That you guys are the record holders for the most amount of cash won in a television series ever in Australia. How does that feel?
It's mental.
I don't know.
You know, we would have been stoked to walk away with 100 grand. Now we've walked away 10 times that, 11 times that nearly.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
So mortgage is gone and holidays on the way when we can holiday. What's the go?
Well, we still rent. We've never owned a home. So that's why we came on the show. So we could buy a house. So this means we can buy a house outright and set up our life and set Frankie's life up. So it's more than we could ever have imagined.
Well, a lot goes. A lot of money can be spent in the Whitsundays, like Early Beach. You can buy a house for about 450,000, 500,000 comfortably.
Exactly right. Or you can buy Mandalay a house, which is $25 million. Like that's just you can put a deposit down on that one. Yeah. Well, guys, look, congratulations. We've just absolutely loved watching you on the telly. You did Queensland proud last night, and go forth. Good luck, and let us know how you go. Hey.
Thanks, guys.
Love those guys. It's so good.
Hey,
see you guys.
Hey, see
you guys. I told you. I said that from the start. Those guys were going to win.
That's because they were the only Queensland SWAT team in there, weren't they? Yeah. But, that's why.
I just had a feeling about it. Until you can hear that interview again on our website, triplem.com.au, Jane Doe, for breakfast. Today's top around 30 degrees for Mackay Whitsundays.